Boker Tov, good morning, and welcome back to our final installment in the Daf Yomi series on Moed Katan. We will be finishing up the Masachet in the Shior, and then we'll be podcasting, hopefully later today, certainly before Shabbat, the first Shior on Masachet Chagigah. V'yamar v'yura marav, we are on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Bet. V'yamar v'yura marav, kol amit kasher al meito yoter midai, anyone who grieves too much for someone who's died, al meit acher hu bocheh. Well, eventually, one way of reading this is that eventually he will end up mourning for someone else. Another way to understand it means that he's really mourning for someone else, and that there's another sadness that they never dealt with that's coming out. Now, there's a story. There was a woman who was in Rav Huna's neighborhood. Havala Shiva Bani. She had seven sons. Meit chad minayu, one of them died. Havar kabachya b'yaterta alei. She cried, she wept too much, she overdid it. Shalach la Rav Huna. So Rav Huna said, lo tav diachi. He said, don't do this. Lo ashkecha be, she paid no attention. She continued to mourn and weep and evidently neglected her other children. Shalach la itzait mutav, if you listen to me, fine. Vilo tzavit zavata l'irachmit. Then you better start preparing shrouds for the other dead. Umitukulu, in the end, they all died. Asof amarla temu zavata l'nafsheich. Then he told her, make a shroud for yourself. Umita, in the end, she herself died. And evidently, the sense of this is that she was someone who was so obsessed with her mourning that in the end she became the essence of mourning and then the essence of death itself, and she died. Altif kula meit v'alta nid tanudulo. Alright, so this pasuk in Yirmiyahu, do not cry for the dead and do not nod your head for him. Altif kula meit means yoter midai. Obviously, you're supposed to weep for the dead, but not too much. V'alta nudulo meit means yoter mikashir. Don't do more than the proper amount. Haketzad, so what's the proper amount? Shlosha yamim lebechi. The first 3 days is weeping. Shiva ala hespet. The 7 days is for shiva, for eulogies, etc. Ushloshim legiut letisporet. And shloshim is for avoiding a sort of pleasurable, normal taking care of oneself, like cleaning clothes and haircutting, etc. Mikan va'elach, amar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Beyond that, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Yatem rachmanim bo yoter mimeni. What, are you more concerned with the dead than I am? I have to move on. This is something that the interested reader, take a look at the end of Shmuel Aleph Perek Tet Vav, you'll see, or the beginning of Shmuel Perek Tet Zayin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you shouldn't be more compassionate than I am. B'chu v'chol laholech. This pasuk, v'yura laholech b'lo banim. So this is the one you really mourn for. Mourn for someone who dies and has no children to mourn for them. Shimon Levi lo azo l've'av lo l'man do azo b'lo banim. So Shimon Levi would never go to a Beit HaAvel. We would assume, of course, this doesn't mean close friends and relatives, but he wouldn't go as a rabbi to a Beit HaAvel, except if it was someone who died without children. So the association of seeing Eretz Molato, not only the land of his birth, but rather sort of his children. Right, said, what kind of person is this? This is not somebody who is gone, but rather somebody who has done an Avera and done it twice. And this is the famous statement of Rav Huna, which is colloquially in tongue-in-cheek called the Heter of Rav Huna. Rav Huna l'tamei dam Rav Huna, kivan shavar adam Avera v'shana, but once a person does a sin and does it a second time, hutralo, it is permitted to him. Hutralo sakadaitach, permitted? Naim anaseit lo keheter. What it means is it now becomes something that he doesn't feel bad about, and he feels like it's permissible. Rav Levi, Avel Shloshem Yerushalim Yirat Atzmo Ki Lecher Munachat Lo Ben Shtei Yerechotav. And Avel should imagine for the first 3 days as if the sword is hanging right between his legs. Shloshat Shiva Ki Lemunachat Lo Kenegdo B'Keren Zavit. From the 3rd day to the 7th day, he should imagine that it's in the house in the corner. Kan Va'elech Ki Ilu Overet Kenegdo Bashuk. That he should see, from Kan Va'elech, likely means through the end of Shloshim, should imagine it as if it's waiting for him in the marketplace. In other words, the notion is that if one of his close relatives died, perhaps there was really a decree that he should die also and he was spared, and he should see himself, and this is a motivation for greater Yirat Shamayim, he should see himself as someone who is really under a death threat. In the Mishnah we studied in the previous year, we said that women, the bed is never put out in the street and Chol HaMoed for men and for women ever because of a dignity issue. Aminardeya Loshanu Ella Chaya. He said, this is not all women. This is only a woman who died in childbirth because she's bleeding and it's really, people see this and it's very a great lack of dignity for her. Loshanashim Manichin. Rabbi Lazar says, no, we don't put any women out there. When Miriam died, she was immediately buried. Parenthetically, he says that just as Moshe and Aaron, according to the Midrash, died al pi Hashem, according to God's word, which pshat means God commanded them to die, and they did, but the beautiful Midrash is they died with the mouth of God, as it were, a divine kiss. Miriam died the same way. Atya sham sham mi Moshe. Moshe says, Vayamot sham Moshe. Here it says, Vatamot sham Miriam. Mnemalo nemar ba'al pi Hashem. Why doesn't it say al pi Hashem? Nesha gnaya devar la'omro. Looking at HaKadosh Baruch Hu always in a male, as a male figure, so it looks seems inappropriate for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be described as giving Miriam the kiss of death. So why is Miriam's death put right next to the Parsha Paraduma? The real question is on Parshat Paraduma. Miriam died at that point in the desert. But the story of the Parsha Paraduma seems to have been given earlier. Why is it placed there? Just like the Paraduma has some form of kapara, and here there's a machloket rishonim, if that means that the act of the Paraduma is a form of a kapara on cheta egel, or whether it means that the Paraduma, the process of Paraduma, is machaper for purifies the people so that they are able to effectively bring korbanot without being matameh the mikdash. In either way, Paraduma has a kapara component. So why is the death of Aaron associated with the Bigdei Kuna? Because immediately after Aaron dies, the clothes are put onto Elazar and he comes down with Moshe. Ma Bigdei Kuna Machaprim af mitatan shel tzadikim machaper. Just like the clothes of the Kohanim affect a kaparad, notably, of course, the tzitz, but all the Bigdei Kuna are part of the service which affects kaparad, atonement. Similarly, the death of tzadikim affects atonement. Tana Rabbanan, Meit Pitom. What if somebody dies suddenly? They're perfectly healthy and they drop dead. Zuhi mitach chatufa. This is called a too quick of a death, as it were. Chalayo machadumet. If somebody got sick for one day and died, zuhi mitach chufa. This is a rushed death. We'll see what this means. Rabbi Chanan Megamliel omer zuhi mitach magefa. Chanan Megamliel reads it differently. Says this is the death of a plague. How do we know? Shenemar ben adam inilo keach mimcha ed machan inecha b'magefa. In the story that we have gone back to several times in this parak, which is the death of Yechezkel's wife, God tells him, I am going to take the beloved one of your eyes, your wife, in a magefa. Uchtiv adaber ala amba boker v'tamot ishti ba'aret. And Yechezkel said, I taught the people in the morning, and at night God took my wife. So in other words, it was within one day. She was sick for one day and died, and that's called a magefa. Shnei amimumet. If somebody is sick for 2 days, zui mitad dechuya. This is a sort of a delayed death. Shlosha ge'ara. This means that God's angry at the person. Arba'ah nizifa. Arba'ah 4 days means that God was a little bit displeased with the person. Chamisha zui mitad kol adam. 5 is sort of the proper way to go. The notion is you have a few days to put your affairs in order and to say goodbye and a proper vidui, etc. That's the way Chazal see it. Our sensibility, of course, is very much the opposite. We see any lingering death as being very painful for everyone involved. Amr v'chanin ma'ikra. How do we know? Hein karvu yamecha lamut. Hashem, Moshe, of course, is the quintessence of a beautiful death, says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to me, hein karvu yamecha yamut. Hein, we interpret as chad, because we'll see, hein in Greek is well known, means chad, one. Karvu, they have come close, that's 2. Yamecha, your days, that's 2. So that's 5. Hein, chad, shekein v'lachon yivani, korin l'chat hein. In Greek, it's 1. Right. Good. Now there's a different calculus given. If somebody dies at a particular age, what does that mean? Meit b'chamishim shana. If somebody dies at the age of 50, zui kumitat karet. That's what we call karet. Chamishim u'shtayim shana. If somebody dies at 52, zui mitato shel Shmuel haramati. idea is that Shmuel died at the age of 52, according to a tradition. We saw that in Tanit. Shmuel had to die early in order for Shaul to be crowned. Sorry, for Shaul to be deposed and David to be crowned. Shishim zui mita bidei shamayim. So there are two kinds of heavenly deaths. One is karet, and the other one less severe is mita bidei shamayim, like for eating tevel, etc. And that is at the age of 60. Now, Amar Mar Zutra, Maikra, Dichtiva, Tavova, Kelach, Elei Kever. Alright, Bekelach, Begimatria, Shitin Havu. Alright, this is the Pasuk in Eov. Alright, that you're gonna come with a Kelach to the Kever. Kelach is 60. Alright, Shivim is Seva. Shivim is a good old age. 70 is a good old age. Shmonim, Gvurot. If you live to 80, that is living a powerful age. Dichtiv, Yemeshno Tenu, Emshim Shanaving, Gvurot Shmonim Shanah. The famous Pasuk in Psalm 90. Our days are 70, and if we live a strong life, 80. Amarava mi-chamishim v'yad shishim shana zui mitat karet. Rabba disagrees and says, if you die anywhere between 50 and 60, that's karet. V'hayde lo chashiv lo, so why didn't they mention that in the Braita? Shukvodo shal Shmuel aramati, because it's a little disgraceful to Shmuel, who died at 52. Rav Yosef, ki havi bar shitin avid lo yom atav lo rabbanon. When Rav Yosef had his 60th birthday, made a big party for the rabbis. Amar nafkili mi karet. I see that I'm not chayav karet. Amar le Abai. So Abai said, it was the party pooper. Nehid nafak le mar mi karet shane. I see that you have you've certainly got out of the karet associated with years. Mi karet yomim mi nafik mar. But who says that you won't be chayav karet on a particular day? Amar le nekodach mi apag biyadach. He said, all right, so I got half the battle I won. At least I haven't done anything for all these years. It's Chayav Karet, so I'm happy. Ravuna Nachnav Shei Pitom. Ravuna died suddenly. Havu Kadaigi Rabbanan. All the rabbis were concerned. Tanalu Zuga de Mihadyev. So a pair from Mihadyev came and said, Lo Shanu Ela Shaligi Aligvurot. They were all concerned because they saw Ravuna died suddenly. Maybe there was a decree against all of the students. And this pair came and said, this is only if you have not reached the age of Gvurot. But to die suddenly after the age of 80, that's a beautiful death. And that, of course, is much closer to our sensibilities today. Amarava, chaye boni umazoni lo bezchuta tal yamilta, ele memazla tal yamilta. So the length of your life, children, and that may be having children, and sustenance are all things that have nothing to do with your own personal zchut, but mazel. The rabba v'rav chista, tavai rabban and tzaddiki avu, because rabba and rav chista, both great rabbis, righteous rabbis. Mar matzli v'ati mitra. Rabba would daven and it would rain. Mar matzli v'ati mitra. And they would both, either one would pray and rain would come. They're great tzaddikim. Chista chaya tishin v'tartin shenino. Chista lived to 92 years old. Rabba chaya arbain. And Rabba lived till 40. Ve'rav chista shitin hilulin. Rav chista's house, there were 60 weddings. Ve'rabba shitin tichli. In Rabba's house, there were 60 burials of children. These may be exaggerated numbers, but the sense is very clear that Rabba lived a very uncharmed life. Be'rav Chista, smida l'chalbi v'lo mitpoi. They used to give fine flour to the dogs, and they didn't need anything else. Be'rabba, nama desari l'inoshi v'lo mishtachach. In Rabba's house, they would give barley bread to the people, and even that they couldn't find. V'yama Rabba, haniklat mili bar yikame shmaya. Tarta Yavuli, Chadalo Yavuli. I asked for three things from heaven. They gave me two and not, and one I didn't get. Chochmate de Ravuna. I asked for the wisdom of Ravuna. Utre de Rav Chista and the wealth of Rav Chista. Yavuli, that I got. And Vetunate de Rav Baravuna, but the humility of Rav Baravuna, lo Yavuli. That I asked for and I didn't get. Because that's something bischut. Rav Seorim, Achua de Rav, Have Yativ Kame de Rav. He had an interesting name. His name was Rav Seorim. Rabbi Barley, the brother of Rava, was sitting in front of Rava. Chazed of a kamanamnim. He saw Rava was nodding off, but he was nodding off at the end of his life. Mar lema le mar de lo litzaran. Right, so he said, let me tell you, why didn't you tell the malach? Rava said to him, tell the malach not to bother me. Malach amavet, not to bother you. Mar le mar lav shushbinayu. So the brother said to Rav, aren't you his buddy, and it's you're a great rabbi. Amar le kevan de imasar mazla. Once my mazla's been handed over to him, v'lashkach me, he won't listen to me. So you try to intercede and get him off my back. Amar le litchazi limar. So he said, let me see you. Itchazi le. The malach showed up. Mar le havele le mar tzara. Amarle ki rivda the chusilta. Sorry, Rava ended up dying. So he said, brother said to him, I want you to appear to me after your death and tell me what happened. So he showed up, and he said, was it very painful? And he said, no, it was like the pinprick of bloodletting. Rava ave yativ kamei to Rav Nachman. So Rava was sitting in front of his Rebbe, Rav Nachman. Chazei to kamei namnim. He saw that he was nodding off. It was the end of his life. Amar le lema le mar de lo letzaron. So let the tell the Malach HaMavet to leave you alone. Amar le mar lav adam chashavu. Says, you're not an adam chashavu. Amar le man chashiv, man safin, man rakia. He says, who is chashuv? And he says, who is chashuv, who is important, who is really fit? In other words, from the Malach HaMavet, chashivut doesn't make much of a difference. So Nachman asked Rava to intercede and say, please have him not bother me. Now, lo letzaron may mean to not bother me. It may mean, on the other hand, to not make it a painful death. Amar le mitchazeh le'mar. So show up to me in a dream and tell me what happened. Chazeh le'mar le'haveh le'mar tzara. So he asked Rav Nachman, was it painful? Amar le kemishchal benita michelba, like taking the cream off the top of milk. The Amar le HaKadosh Baruch Hu zilba hu alma kan havi lo ba'ina. And if the HaKadosh Baruch Hu even offered me to come back into the world and do it again, I wouldn't do it. D'nafish bi'atute, but it was very scary. Rabbi Elazar v'ko achil truma. Elazar was eating truma. Tchazile amarle truma ka'achilna v'lav kodesh ikri. So Rabbi Elazar was eating truma. And the Malach HaMavet showed up to him. And so he said, I'm eating truma. Isn't that kodesh? Right? And it's not appropriate that I should die now while I'm eating kodesh. Chafle shata, so Malach went away. Sheshet chazile b'shuka. So Sheshet saw the Malach, he was blind, but he saw the Malach Hamavis in the shuka. Marle b'shuka ke behema, you're going to take me in the marketplace like a behema? Ita the gabe beta, come meet me in the house. These are all stories of Amoraim who were successful in delaying death. Vashit chazile b'shuka, same thing happened. Amarle itrach li tlatin yomin uhadri the Talmudoi. Give me 30 days to review all of my learning. The Amritu, because what you guys say in heaven, Ashrei Mishabalakan Matalmudov Yado. Happy as somebody who comes here with his Talmud all organized. Let me give 30 days to review. The Otzlatinata. So on the 30th day, the Malach showed up. Amarle Maikulehai. Kadachka Ragle Devarnatan. Oh, so Rav Huna said, Ravashi said, why are you so insistent on coming exactly on the 30th day? Right, so he said, because Rav Barnatan needs to be the Rosh Hashiva. No crown can sit, no, there can't be two crowns at one time. And therefore, you need to go now. You need to die now so that Barnatan can become the Rosh Hashivah. Right? The Malach HaMavet couldn't get Rav Chista. Why? He was always learning, and you can't take somebody when they're learning. So what happened is the Malach HaMavet went and sat in a cedar tree. Paka arza v'shatak v'yachile. The cedar tree fell. Rav Chista was quiet for a second. He was startled. And that's when he took him. V'chia lo avimatzil mikro v'le. He couldn't even get near Rav Chia. Yolachari domile ke'anya. So he appeared to Rav Chia as an oni. Malach HaMavis. Ata tarif ababa. He went and knocked on the door. Amar le apikli rifli. He said, give me some bread. Apikulev. They brought out bread. Amar le v'lavka merache mara anya. He said, so you're so compassionate on anim, why are you not merachem on me to give me what I need? Golilei, and then he showed himself to be the Malach HaMavet. Achvilei shota denura. So he showed him a fiery whip, or a whip of fire, right, to show he's really the Malach HaMavet. Amtzilei nafshe, he took out his soul. And that was the end. That was how Rabbi Chia passed away. Good. The last Mishnah that we have in the Masechet, Nashim b'Moed me'anot avalo metapchot. On Chol HaMoed, there were women who were hired. It was their job to lead the public mourning and wailing. And so on Chol HaMoed, they would do me'anot. We'll see what that means, but not metapchot, which we saw earlier meant something with the hands. Yishmael omer ha-smuchot la-mitah mitapchot. The ones who are right next to the bed, even a chol ha-moed, do mitapchot. Rashi chon ha-shim ha-chanukah v'purim ma'anot u-mitapchot. on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, which are less but still days of some happiness, they do those two kinds of mourning, vazev, lo mekononot. But on any of them, they don't do mekononot, which is the more intense kind of wailing. Nikbara mate, once the mate has been buried, lo manot v'lo matapchot. They don't do any of this. They only do it in the presence of the bier. Ezu inui, what is the inui? Onot, shekulan onot keachat. They all sing together. Kina, what's kina? Shachat medaber v'chulan onot acharei. That it's a call and response. Shemar v'lameidna benotechem nehi v'shar re'uta kina. One woman will teach her sister kina. And there's her friends kina. So kina is a call and response. Atid lavo omer, but what's going to be in the future? Bila mavet manetzach, death will be forever swallowed up. And God will wipe out tears from all faces. Good. So now my amran. What is it that the women say when they are ma'anot? They say, Vai la'azla, woe to the one who is gone. Vai la'chavila. And Amarava, Nashi de Shachnitziv. What are the women in Shachnitziv? They were really pros at this. Amranach, they would say, Vai la'azla, vai la'chavila. The Amarava, Nashi de Shachnitziv, Amran, they would say, God garma makacha. All right, they would say, for a person who was very old, they would say, taking out the bone from the cheek, and the water goes back to the vessel. All right, so it's an old person. What would the woman in Shachan Tziv say if they were during Avelut? Atuf uchsu ture, cover up the mountains. Devar rami uvar ravervihu. This was a very large person, a great person. They would say, Shayul itzla de malta levar chorin, shlimu zvade. Right? They would say, if this was somebody who was very poor, somebody who had been wealthy and gotten poor, they would say, take a very fancy garment and put it on this person whose food ran out. Right, they would say, a person ran and fell onto the bridge, and he's still borrowing. Right, so this is somebody who was very poor. And they would say that people who are salesmen are always. I was exposed, as it were, checked out in the place where they're selling to see whether they are really honest. So evidently, this is an honest person. Mota kimota umarin chibulia. Right? They would say that death is death. Right? That everybody has to die, but the pain is the rebeat. So perhaps they say that this is somebody who went through a lot of pain before he died. Tanur Meir Omer Tov Lalechad Obeit Evel. It's better to go to the house of mourning to the house of rejoicing. He said, "Dvarim shalmita." It's all about death. The yasped, yaspedune. The yikbar, yikbarune. The yitan, yitanune. The yidal, yidlune. Right. So he says that whoever is going to eulogize, let him come and eulogize. Whoever's going to carry the body, let him carry the body. Whoever's going to lower him, let him lower him. The yikad army to lo yidal yidlune. Dichtiv kitav amar lecha alei heina. And some people say that that somebody who was not going to, I'm sorry, what they said was the yispedune is somebody who eulogizes will get eulogized. Somebody who buries will end up having others to bury him. Somebody who carries a heavy load of eulogy will have others do the same. Etc. The last one is the one who weeps a lot, and other people will cry for him. But the other version is somebody who doesn't cry too much, and then make himself too noticed. Then they will cry for him. Another Rabbi Shmuel's sons died, and so four elders came in. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Yosef Glid, Rabbi Lozman Azar, Rabbi Kiva. Amalem Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon said, "To Usha Chacham Gadolhu, Uvakiba Gadot." You know that Rabbi Shmuel is very knowledgeable. Al Yikanei Sachan Mikem Latoch Divrei Chaviro. So let each person say their thing. Rabbi Kiva, Amani Acharon. Rabbi Kiva said, "I'm last." He was very humble. Patach Rabbi Shmuel Vemar. So Rabbi Shmuel, the morning father, said, "Rabu Avonotav, Tchafu avelav. I was full of sin, and therefore I have all this avelut at one time. Hitriach rabotav pam rishona ushniya. And I've bothered you several times now to come. This is when Moshe says to Aaron and his sons, let everyone else mourn for Nadav and Avihu, and you continue doing the Avodah. They're only known for one great mitzvah, of bringing the Korban. Before the Ketoret. Your sons did great many mitzvot, so certainly the rest of us should weep. So you were not bothering us. We should weep for their loss. This is in Lachim Aleph, Perak Yudalit, when Yeravam's son, Aviam, becomes sick, and Yeravam tells his wife to disguise herself and go to Achiah Shiloni, the Navi who anointed him, to find out what will happen with the son, and he immediately discovers who she is. He says, why are you pretending to be somebody else? And he says, everybody will mourn for him. Achiah says, everyone will mourn for him because something good is found about him. Kach, and all of Am Yisrael is going to mourn for him. How much more so your sons? My Davar Tov, so what was the Davar Tov that Yeravam's son did? Zero Chanina Bar Papa, they say two versions of the same thing. Chanamar should be tell Mishmar Tov al Ala Regel, that he went through the roadblocks and got to Yerushalayim, that Yeravam had blocked off. We talked about that at the end of Masechet Tanit. Chanamar should be tell Pardesaot Shal Shiv Yeravam Aviv al Hadrachim Shlo Yalu Yisrael Regel. Or the other one is that he counseled all the roadblocks that his father had set up. That was the good thing he did. This is Tzidkiyahu. And he was told, you're going to die in peace. He only did one good thing, and that was to pull Yirmiyahu out of the pit that he had himself consigned him to. Now, Rabbi Kiva Yamar, what did Rabbi Kiva say? Bayom ahu yigdalam yispeid b'Yerushalayim ki yispeid adad rimon b'vikat mikidon. The weird pasuk, the strange pasuk from Zechariah. On that day, the day of Yom Hashem, the weeping will be as great in Yerushalayim as the weeping of Hadad Rimon in the valley of Megiddo. V'yam Rav Yosef, yamalei targumi dahai kora lo avi yadana mai kamar. Without the targum, I wouldn't know what this meant. Vidana, who on that time, Yizkei Mispada Yerushalayim, Ki Mispada Da'acha Bar Omri Dekatel Yated Rimon Bar Tav Rimon. So on that day, the weeping will be as great as the weeping for Achav, who was killed by Hadad Rimon. V'chemispeidi Yoshiyahu Bar Amon Dekatel Yated Bar Omri Nechagir Abivikat Megiddo. And for the weeping of Yoshiyahu, who was killed by Paronicho in Megiddo. V'advarim Kal V'chorim, Ma Achav Melech Yisrael Shlo Asal Adavar Achad Tov. Right, the king did one good thing. Achav was a very bad king religiously, but politically was quite successful. But he said, he went to war against Aram, and he defeated them. But he also stood up in the wagon, in the chariot against them. He went himself to war. And nonetheless, his weeping becomes a model for weeping in the future. It's a question about Tzidkiyahu. It says you're going to die in peace. And then it says that actually his kids were killed in front of him, and then they poked his eyes out. So that's not very peaceful. What was the peace that Tzidkiyahu enjoyed? At least Nebuchadnezzar died during his life. Yoshiyahu was told, because of all the great things you've done to cancel all the bamot and centralize the worship, etc., you're going to die in peace. And yet Yoshiyahu was killed on the battlefield. The archer shot him. They shot him so much that he became like a sieve. What was the peace that Yoshiyahu enjoyed? Of course, the simple way to answer it is he would have died in peace, except he took bad advice and went out to the battlefront. But the way that they understand it is that he died in peace, in that the Beit HaMikdash was not destroyed in his life, in spite of his father's terrible sins. Amar Aman, his grandfather's, Menashe. Amar B'Yochanan, Ein Menachemim Mishoyim Lomar Davar Ad Shiftach Avel. It's important halacha, people don't know. and you come to an Avil's house, you're not allowed to open your mouth or say anything until the Avil speaks. Shnemar acharei chein patach Yov et piyu. After the opening story of Eov and the friends come, and the three famous friends come, Eliphaz and Bildad and Sophar, and they come and sit around, they sit silently until Eov opens his mouth, curses the day he was born, the night he was conceived, etc. And only after his opening soliloquy do they respond. How do we know that the Avel sits at the head of the table? Just like people come to comfort a mourner, so I will sit at the head. This is, again, Eov. Yinachem achrini mashma. It sounds like I'm comforting others. Yitzhak yinachem tiv. Just like a mourner is comforted. So drama meachav asar mirzach sruchim. Mirzach nases sar lazruchim. Lazruchim. In other words, the mirzach, the one who has been afflicted and is pained, has now been made the head. All right, the one who is marzach, who is embittered, has been made head to all the people who are coming to visit. Amar Rabbi Bachar Chanina, minayim lechatan shemesei berosh. How do we know that a chatan sits at the head of the table? Shemar ke chatan yechahen pe'er. He sits leading the glory. Ma kohen berosh av chatan berosh. Just like a kohen is at the head, a chatan is at the head. V'choin gufa min alan. How do we know a kohen is at the head? The Tanna Rebbe Shmuel, the famous Sugin Gittin, v'kidash to, you shall sanctify. What does that mean? V'chol levar shevikdusha, you're chayiv to sanctify and honor the kohen. V'toach rishon, to say the first bracha on the Torah, v'levarech rishon, benching, with the Tolmanai Afar Rishon, to get the first piece of meat, etc. The kohen goes first, the chatan goes first. Right, that it's a for the neshama to leave the goof is like pulling a rope out, right, out of the neck. From Yochanan Amar kiftire b'fi vashat. Right, he says it's like a rope, like pulling a rope through the hook of a boat. V'yamar v'levi rachaita. Niftamina meit lo yomar lo leich l'shalom elo leich b'shalom. When you walk away from a mate, what you say is leich b'shalom, go in peace. Niftamina chay lo yomar lo leich b'shalom elo leich l'shalom. The exact opposite for when you say goodbye to somebody who's alive. Niftamina meit lo yomar lo leich l'shalom elo leich b'shalom. Hadarwan eshen amar v'atatav olo v'techa b'shalom. God says to Avram, you will come to your ancestors in peace. Why? When Avshalom lied to David and said, I'm now going to go to Hebron to do a korban that I promised, which really he went down there to start his revolution, his rebellion. David said, Lech Bishalom. And what happened to Avshalom? Halach v'nitlai. He ended up getting hung up in the tree and getting stabbed many times and killed. Yitro shamar l'Moshe Lech Lishalom. When Moshe said to Yitro after the first grand vision at the Snan, he said, I have to go back to Mitzrayim to see what's happening to my people. He said, Lich lishalom halach v'tzliach. He was successful. V'yam Rabbi Levi kol ha'yotzei meit ha'knesset le'beit ha'midrash, meit ha'midrash le'beit ha'knesset zochem mekabel pnei ha'shchina. If you go from the Beit Knesset, from davening to learning, or from learning to davening, in other words, from one mode of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, straight to the other without interruption, then zochem mekabel pnei ha'shchina. You will end up receiving presence of the Shechina, Shenamar, Yechum Echayel El Chayel Yerael Elohim Etzion. You go from strength to strength, and you are seen to God in Zion, which is a very good segue to the next Masachet, about being seen before God. And he said, picking up on that idea, that Talmidei Chachamim have no rest, even in the world to come. Shenamar Yechum Echayel El Chayel Yerael Elohim Etzion. They go from strength to strength, and they're seen to God in Sion. Sion is midrashically understood as Olam Haba. Good. Adran Alach, Reilu Megalchin, V'slik Olam Masachet Moed Katan, Shakoach to all of the students of the Daf Yomi. We've completed Masachet Moed Katan, and Mirtz Hashem, on the next podcast, we'll begin Masachet Chagigah.